Hello and welcome to The Perfect Bite, a snackable, fun-sized podcast series brought to you by Dental Monitoring. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Sean Pemberton, saying hello from rainy and cold St. Louis, Missouri. I believe one thing we can all agree on is that the dental and orthodontic industry is evolving quickly. And as always, this is the result of that constant push and pull of innovation and consumer demand. So if you're curious about this evolution, if you're looking for real solutions to grow your practice, or if you simply just want to hear from leaders in the industry who have already embraced our AI-powered solutions, welcome to our podcast. So DM is here to help position dental and orthodontic practices to deliver proactive, profitable, highly efficient, and convenient care to patients. But we want you to hear from your peers, your colleagues, industry leaders who are willing to share their experience to help you and practices like yours, and speaking directly to the audience now, help practices like yours in the decision to integrate or even just expand the use of DM's solutions. So today I welcome Dr. Melissa Farrow. Dr. Farrow is a private practice orthodontist at Farrow and Debris Orthodontics, and with four locations in Edmond, Deer Creek, Clinton, and Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. She's joined in practice by Dr. Jeremy Debris. She's been in practice for just coming up on 15 years after completing her orthodontic residency at the University of Colorado, and first integrated dental monitoring just about a year ago, right about November 2019. And I can say that I know that for sure because I was in the office doing the DM team training the day they were taking their team pictures. You may recall that, Dr. Farrow. And it was felt like it was about 50 mile an hour winds, about a 40 below temperature. And I can't unsee you and Dr. Debris in your matching elf uniforms or costumes, I should say, and with the team and all their reindeer antlers on top. So it's like, I can't unsee that image. But that's how I know exactly when your integration was.
I remember Dr. Debris squeezing into one of my elf sweaters, I believe, right?
That's right. It was a tight fit. Like, that man is buff. So just a bit of an icebreaker, Dr. Farrow, what can you tell me about your team and their contributions to the success of your practice?
We feel like it's our greatest attribute, I would say, not a weapon towards competition, but we feel like over the last 3 years, we've made some staff changes to surround ourselves with people that care, people have great work ethic, and for people that want the same values, you know, that foster the same values that Jeremy and I do. Mm-hmm. So I think how we treat people, how we treat our patients, their parents and their families, that we instill that in all of our team, and we make that a priority.
Oh yes. And having been in your practice, I can say an outsider coming in, the first thing that I take note of is, you know, just the culture. What's the feel within the four walls? And I can say your team culture was just incredible when I was there, They definitely see you and Dr. Debris as leaders, and they're there to, like, we're part of this. They're not pushing back, and there was a very common energy in the practice. And I think, you know, that points right back to you and Dr. Debris as leaders. So
that's really great to hear, because it's definitely something that's a work in progress and that we've been working on. And so it's really nice to hear from someone that comes in from the outside. So yeah, but our team is. And I think are a great partner, you know, mm-hmm. Jeremy and I are a leadership team. And so that together, I think our team feels it, our patients feel it. And so that it starts from the top.
Oh yeah. And I've made, just as a side note, I've called the office several times, and I think I've even made the comment, I know, to Chelsea and Kristen that I've talked with the most. I'm like, you know, it's just, you always have a smile on your face. And like, I can hear that through the phone. Like, you're just always so upbeat, and not everybody does that. So, But real quick, I want to tell you, thank you so much for accepting our invitation to join the podcast. And it really is an honor to have you with us here for this focused conversation. And what I'll share, the format of The Perfect Bite is really quite succinct and straightforward. And we're going to be zeroing in on specific topics. But of course, we're opening to broadening the conversation and welcome any suggestions from our audience. Because the DM podcast is recorded with the orthodontist, the dentist in mind, who are looking at DM and considering. So please get in touch with us at podcast@dentalmonitoring.com with any ideas or suggestions of topics you'd like to for us to discuss in detail. So today we'll be talking with Dr. Farrow about a general topic that I know is near and dear to clinicians everywhere, and that's the relationship between doctor, the practice, and the patients that you serve. And this is a very important and very sensitive topic. And very often I hear this, and this becomes part of the first steps of the discussion when we're talking with a potential doctor or someone who's considering DM. They're always thinking about how will this impact my relationship with patients. And so just to give our audience a little peek behind the curtain, when I first came to you, Dr. Farrow, about doing this type of podcast, you told me, a quote, "I have to say, we're loving DM." And first of all, that kind of struck me as if you didn't totally expect to feel that way out of the gate. Would that be fair?
Yeah, that's a fair statement. It's really blown our socks off. So I can go on if you want.
I mean, I really like that because it makes me feel like, okay, as a company and as a solution, that we're really over exceeding those expectations. So we'll just get started. When you and Dr. DeBrie were first considering DM, or even when you were getting your first, I don't know, 10 to 20 patients started, what types of fears, if any, or skepticism did you have about, we're going to be introducing virtual visits and decreasing physical visits in the office. We're going to be communicating with patients through an app. How did you think that would impact relationship with patients?
So we obviously were nervous about the patients feeling like it was an all automated process. And so where the doctor really wasn't involved, their aligners were mailed. We delivered them to them. They did this app, but it is so far from that, I think, is what we found. It is very high tech, and the patients love that. But you absolutely need the personal touch, and you need the specialist to interpret, a lot of the AI. It has given us, with our practice, greater than 60% aligners. Dr. DeBrie and I do a lot more of our treatment planning on the computer. And so communicating with DM on the computer has given us even more time, to develop relationships because we're, out in the clinic a little bit less. So
sure.
That was definitely, a fear in the beginning, is that it would take that personal touch. But by no means, I interact a lot more with the patients via DM than I would at their, 10 to 12 week appointment intervals.
Oh, sure. And I think it is important to note that, you all made this integration and you really started presenting DM to patients probably 3 months prior to the practice closures due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So
yes.
It wasn't as if you felt like, what are we going to do now? And we have to do this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Timing was perfect for that. Treatment went on, continued. And then of course you guys helped us with virtual visits during that time for all of our patients. And so that was amazing. So yeah, timing was perfect. Another thing we thought of was the cost. Whenever you look at it per month, per patient, is it worth it? That's why whenever I said, we're loving it, Jeremy and I were ready to say, this isn't worth the price. But like I told you, Sean, to be honest, I have no idea what our monthly DM bill is. It has absolutely not made any difference in our bottom line. The bottom line has been up. So I have to think that, you know, that it is well worth the investment based on the rewards that we're getting from the relationships that we're creating and the trust.
Oh, yeah. That speaks volumes. And it's great to hear because it really does speak to the value that you're seeing and not the money that you're spending to get this solution for your patients. So how is DM positioned or presented to patients so that, you know, when they're seeing this or hearing about it for the first time, how are you all able to help the patient understand more about the why behind DM and what's in it for them?
So we present it, you know, as basically a weekly check-in. It's not meant to be annoying or, you know, one more thing for you to do. It's just, it's to ensure that your treatment goes on time, you know, as treatment planned, and you get the most out of your orthodontic treatment. So we really don't have a hard time getting people on board. Of course, you know, like all practices, we have a handful of people that don't want to scan, and that's, you know, that's fine. Mm-hmm. That the other, you know, 99% do an amazing job. So, you know, we just, it's our standard of care. It's really, it's not an option. We need it, you know, to treat you orthodontically and to give you the best treatment. So.
Uh-huh. Is that a different conversation at all with, you know, maybe if you're sitting in front of an adult patient, a 20-something, 30-something, versus the parents of a younger patient, does that conversation sound any different?
Absolutely, yeah. So for an adult, you know, it's all based on time. You know, the time is their most valuable resource, and so it may be that we could push their appointment out because we can do a weekly check-in. And so they're all about that. You know, they don't have to miss work, and so that. That is amazing for a parent. You know, we present it more like it's a, you know, we want to check in and make sure their brushing is up to par and make sure their aligners are fitting well so that treatment is going as prescribed. And so it's for children, you know, it's more of a, probably a compliance check-in. And for adults, it's more of, you know, respecting your time. However, you know, adult or the kids too have soccer practice and mm-hmm. football and all that too. So we use it for parents, you know, and trying to scheduling and, you know, trying to help with their schedule as well.
Oh, absolutely. And you've mentioned offline and you've mentioned previously that, and for full transparency, when you all first integrated DM, the primary focus, and really it's exclusively been used on aligner patients, your Invisalign patients, which is a very natural and typical pathway to integration, but you mentioned that within about the next 6 months, you're likely to expand the use of DM to all patient types. Would that be braces patients, observation, or what subset are you looking to next?
Braces is our next addition to DM. Mm-hmm. We think the value is so great that it will benefit because of hygiene, compliance with elastics, helping us to stay on time with treatment time. So braces is our next. We haven't considered observation just yet, but I'll be interested to talk to you about that.
Oh, sure. it's one of those, you know, bigger subsets that that could be of great value. It's just, you know, okay, what are we monitoring exactly? There's no appliance, there's no active treatment, but it could be extremely valuable in establishing that relationship for when there is active treatment. It just becomes an easy transition with the technology.
It makes so much sense. I just hadn't gone there.
Also, like many practices, while you were using DM and patients were doing their weekly scans, early on, you were still maintaining your typical, I believe you said 12-week schedule for aligner patients.
Yes.
For their physical visits. You were maintaining that, but how and why is that changing today? And are patients reacting positively towards seeing those appointments spread out farther and farther?
Yes. Patients are responding well to spreading their appointments out. I think the only way that we're getting them to respond well is just by the constant feedback, you know, so they still know that their treatment is being monitored. But when you see, you know, 32 green goes in a row, you know, and you haven't seen them since, you know, I think we had one that I had seen, Jeremy or I, one had seen twice, you know, and we did a refinement. That's amazing. That's really respecting their time. And so pushing off the appointments, you know, moving them out is definitely a win for the patients as long as they are getting feedback, you know, on their scans. So.
Sure. And that really creates that balance. Like you said, 32 goes in a row. That's an indication that, okay, we didn't really need to see them. Like if we brought them in, what would we do? But yet you've maintained that constant touch.
That's exactly right. And then we had a lot of college students, you know, this semester has been a little bit different, but you know, they'll go a whole semester and then we'll just see them on breaks. And so dental monitoring has been an amazing way, you know, to manage that from afar. So that really puts parents at ease, comfortable using their hometown orthodontist, you know, while their child is away at school. So that's been another definite perk.
And it's encouraging for me to hear that, because now you're talking about, you know, young adults, teenagers who are most of the time away from home, but yet they've got that accountability to still do their weekly scan and check in with you without, you know, mom or dad, look, hey, aren't you supposed to do a scan for your orthodontist? So they're taking it upon themselves to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So at this point, you've essentially transitioned well over 250 patients, let's say for the sake of just a ballpark number, from those regular touches of say once every 12 weeks to now weekly touches. And I've heard it said before in a few different ways that finding that balance between or finding the balance and merging the virtual touch with the physical appointment actually brings out the best of both. Do you agree with that statement? What are your thoughts on, you know, bringing out the best of both worlds?
I do. We have dental monitoring coordinators. We have one that works remotely. We have one that's in the office. And then I get in a lot on the weekends and communicate with the patients. And what I found is that I have a whole different relationship with those patients when they come into the office. So it's really cute how they message you, you know, they know the tooth numbers, you know, they know a lot more information, you know, than whenever they just come in the office for a 20-minute appointment. So it definitely fosters that in-person relationship. It's just to a different level. I mean, I feel like you connect with these patients, they know you care. So,
so you think the way you interact with those patients when they do come into the office for their physical appointment is different now than before?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's, you know, I had one in a couple of weeks ago, and the mom, we've treated everybody in the family. And I said, I need you to do your scans. And the mom was like, he's not doing them. And I said, he's not. And she goes, how do you remember that? You know? And so, I think, yeah, I feel like I'm more involved in their care, you know, because I see them more often, you know, than I did. It doesn't take a lot more of my time, but, so I feel like I have taken more time to get to know them, you know, their wear patterns and talking to them. So I think part of it is my the time that I spend getting to know them.
Sure. So. I want to address a little bit the more of the professional relationships with other doctors who may be involved in patient care, because I know that's a big part of our platform and what we can offer. Is it fair to assume that prior to DM, you were never able to have the kind of weekly treatment progress report and certainly not weekly intraoral progress photos, but has the integration of DM had any impact on your collaborative relationship with, you know, the general dentist, other specialists that may be involved?
It absolutely has. I think, you know, this is, as you said, we've been doing dental monitoring just since last November. And so I feel like every month I find, you know, a new area where we could actually use it. We're not using it to its full potential. You know, there's more that we could do. And this area that you're speaking of is, it came to light about a month ago for me. And in Oklahoma, we're very blessed that we get to do a lot of surgery cases, orthognathic surgery cases. And the surgeon was seeing the patient, and we were looking at whether it was going to be a one-piece maxilla or a three-piece. And I popped on dental monitoring and looked at his scan, and I could see, you know, he didn't. However, the plan was for him to bring him in, take models, us to hand articulate them and see how it fit together. And this just wasn't necessary with the scan. And so, you know, it got my wheels turning. I'm like, wow, this is such an amazing marketing opportunity to send to the general dentist. Or I saw a gingival recession the other day that I needed to get to the periodontist, and I had a picture, you know, to send. And so I think this area is an area that we haven't tapped into enough, but it's such a valuable tool.
Oh, sure. And just something we can speak about. Remember, we do have a sharing platform built into your dashboard. So you could easily, it's as simple as entering an email address of a doctor you want to share the information with, and it goes strictly to them. It's safe. It's HIPAA compliant. They have read-only access to the photos or any reports that you want to show them. So it really becomes a collaboration tool.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So before we wrap up today's, I really just one last question for you, Dr. Farrow, is, and I'll kind of set this up with, you know, DM's key objective. We want to provide you and your team with the patient scans, the still images, all the clinical notifications that can help you with early detection. So it goes way beyond just how can we help you save visits and make it more convenient. And maybe these notifications are related to hygiene, aligner fit, improper or misuse of elastics, or even simply alerting you to poor compliance. But how does this type of early detection and more proactive management impact the relationship with patients?
So in a very positive way, I think as orthodontists, you know, decalcification is one of our nightmares. I would say it's something that we just hate to see, but it can happen so quickly, you know, and if you don't see somebody for 12 weeks, I mean, you can go from no decal to decal. And that's so disappointing. And so I think being proactive and on things like that, it's definitely going to reduce, you know, the decalcification we're seeing, tissue problems, you know, gingiva stripping, things like that. So early detection of noncompliance, you know, dental monitoring has truly made Invisalign in our office a custom appliance. You know, yes, it is a custom appliance, but prior to DM, everybody walked out the door. They wore it 1 week at a time. You know, they came back, they didn't fit, you know, some of them didn't fit. And it's just because maybe the types of movement we were doing needed a little bit more time, you know, in the liner. They might've needed 10 days or 2 weeks. And so that has been one of the true benefits is I feel like our aligner therapy is much more predictable because we are able to customize it based on the movement, the patient. And so decalcification, recession, you know, and then truly customizing their aligner treatment have all been home runs with dental monitoring.
Outstanding. I mean, not to mention, you know, as you're setting up these digital treatment plans and you put so much thought and your artistry and your touch on this treatment plan to be able to see these, you know, the scans or the still images, that kind of provides that reassurance that, hey, this treatment plan is right on track. Or, you know, we're all human. We're all imperfect in our own way. But there may be times where you're like, you know, I was expecting that to play out better than it has been. We need to adjust our plan for that tooth. Do you find that happens from time to time?
We do. And the parents or the patients are very receptive to, oh yeah, sure, I'll come in. You know, we've had an eruption compensation and now the tooth is, you know, not tracking because of where it came in. And they're, so we can grab those things. And I definitely think we're much more efficient, you know, with time. It, like we've told you, we've been doing it a year, but I think, you know, next year, if you and I were to talk again, I think we would be decreasing our treatment time, decreasing our, you know, office visits, in improving, decreasing refinements. You know, just there's so many benefits. It just takes a little bit of time to see those.
Oh, and that's why I haven't, you know, come back to you and said, well, what are your results? What are, let's look at some numbers. Cause it may be a little premature to really gauge, the numbers impact, you know, reducing appointments, refinements. But if you're starting to feel that, we're heading in a positive direction. So let me say thank you to our audience for taking the time to tune in, and a very sincere thank you to our spotlight guest today, Dr. Melissa Farrow. It's been a wonderful short conversation. I think we could talk for hours, but we'd be delighted to have you back again in the future to talk more as you continue to expand in your journey.
Thank you, Sean. We're really excited about dental monitoring, and I can't wait to share with you next year where we are.
Great to hear. So until next time, be safe and be well.